Petty Officer Alonzo Martin Fraser. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, V-Corps validates future European defense, and USAC Bavaria hosts wildland fire exercise. U.S. Army soldiers assigned to V-Corps recently demonstrated the axiom that the future of European defense is here as they participated in Warfighter Exercise 2603, a command and control exercise designed to test the Corps' ability to lead large-scale combat operations alongside NATO allies and partners in Fort Knox, Kentucky. The exercise served as a critical test for America's forward-deployed corps in Europe, validating its readiness, interoperability, and lethality in a complex, multi-domain environment. The exercise focused on evolving security architecture and artificial intelligence tools. Because its headquarters is split in Fort Knox, Kentucky and Poland, V-Corps is uniquely positioned to enhance the interoperability and rapid response capabilities in both regions by sharing the same common operation picture with our NATO partners. U.S. Army Garrison Bavaria fighter fighters from the 7th Army Training Command and the 12th Combat Aviation Brigade from USAG Ansbach recently came together for a wildland fire exercise at the Grafenwehr Training Area in Tower Barracks, Germany, recently. The exercise focused on extinguishing wildland fires with aerial support, ensuring readiness and improving coordination among the various agencies involved. The training also tackled challenges such as language barriers and complex coordination processes. When speaking about the training, Wildland Fire Program Manager Major Robert Stettler said, and I quote, "Cooperation must function reliably, especially in an emergency. To ensure this, responsibilities must be defined, and procedures and tactics must be discussed and practiced. Through these exercises, solutions are developed collaboratively that can be implemented in an emergency." To find out more, visit DivotHub.net. And as always, stay tuned right here on 97.3 The Eagle. That's the AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Alonzo Martin Fraser.